The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
We're celebrating Christmas. I wanted to do a little show and tell with some of the past gifts that I've gotten from Christmas in the past. So I wanted to share those with you. One of my favorite gifts that I got, one of my favorite toys to play with as a kid, were these things here. Does anybody recognize these? Maybe as something you might have played with as a kid, or anybody you might have given as a gift? Anybody know what these are? They're starting lineups. All right. So they're Astros players here. These are two of my favorite. But these are starting lineups. So I got these as a kid when I celebrated Christmas a while back. Got to open these up under the tree. So I get a couple of my servers to come up here and help. So one of the things we would used to do with these starting lineups is we'd play a little baseball with them. So I'm going to give you this one over here. And who is that? His name's on the back. Ryan, right. And who is Ryan? Nolan Ryan, one of the greatest Astros ever. He was my favorite player growing up. He's from Texas. He played for 27 years, major league record. He had a whole bunch of cool records. I need another hand over here. This is his battery mate. You know who this is? Ashby. Alan Ashby was his battery mate. He caught 135 in Nolan Ryan's game. So what we do is we play a little baseball here. So we set up Nolan Ryan. He'd be the pitcher, right, over here. So holding up high so everybody can see that. Yeah, there you go. And then Alan Ashby was the catcher. And then so what we would do to play games is we'd use some of the other toys we'd get for Christmas. This is another one that I got as a kid. I'm sure you guys know what this is, right? Right? What does it say on it? It says TJ. No, it doesn't say Louisville Slugger. This is TJ. This was my bad. As a kid, I got this gift. So what we do is we set up and play a little baseball here. So Nolan Ryan, who had 324. Caroline, you might want to get out of the way so you don't get hit with the ball. And, step back over here. So what we do, Nolan Ryan had 324 career wins. Opponents hit 204 lifetime against Nolan Ryan. But when he faced me, home run every time. Didn't matter. I bat left-handed. Still, 5,714 career strikeouts. Never against me. I'd take him downtown every time. So I had to do something to even it out. What did I have to do? I had to introduce more players to the game. So here, why don't you hold this? I've got a few more in here. So I need a few more volunteers. Anybody want to volunteer? Any of the kids here on the front, around the side here? Anybody want to volunteer? Why don't you come up here? Yes, ma'am, come on. Who's this? Who's that? Murray. You know who that is? Eddie Murray, one of the greatest switch hitting power hitters ever. He had the second most home runs for a switch hitter, 504 in his career. So he would come up here and he'd face Nolan Ryan, right? I need some more help. Anybody over here? Come on up. And then in the we'd have to play some defense, right? So in the outfield, we had this guy here. You know who he is? He's not outfield, actually. He's an infielder. What's it say? Smith. You know who that is? Ozzie Smith, one of the greatest shortstop ever to play the game. He won 13 gold gloves, right? He's a great defensive player. And then I need one more. Anybody else want to help me? Anybody else? How about you, ma'am? You want to come on up? Yeah. Come on up. Come on up. So then we'd have to have base runners too, right? You know who this is? What does that say? Henderson. You know who that is? Ricky Henderson, he stole more bases and scored more runs than anybody in history. So now we have a whole field, right? So Nolan Ryan would face Eddie Murray, who hit 438 in his career against Nolan. So he'd throw the pitch. Eddie Murray would swing the bat. Boom, he'd swing it. Ozzie Smith over here, diving stop, the Wizard of Oz. Boom, makes a diving stop. Where does he throw the ball? Home plate. Back to Alan Ashby. Alan Ashby would catch the ball here. Ricky Henderson trying to score another run, 2,200 runs in his career. Oh, he tagged him out. He's out. Astros win, right? Right? So that's how we used to play the games when I was a kid. Let's have a hand for all my volunteers here. So why would I show that demonstration? I think it was pretty simple for me. I got it anyway. The game didn't make a lot of sense, and the game wasn't fair until I introduced other players to the game. What we do is we have the salvation history. But God spoke to us from his place in heaven, sent prophets down here. It wasn't until he entered the game himself, became one of us, became man, walked the earth, suffered what we suffered, endured what we do, loved like we love, lived like we did, that we finally were able to understand more clearly how much God loved us. And that's exactly what we celebrate today on Christmas. Not just getting cool toys and playing cool games during the homily, but we celebrate the fact that Christ came to live and came to be among us. He entered our game. He took the form of one of us and played the game. And the reason that he did that was so he could help us understand that he knows what we feel like. So he knows exactly how we feel. Jesus knows what it feels like to have pain. He knows what it's like to endure sickness and death and betrayal among the friends among him that he picked to be the closest to him. He knows what it's like to ground into a double play or strike out with the bases loaded. He knows that because he entered the game. He took shape with one of us. He came to be among us and said, guys, let me show you how to play the game. Let me show you how to love. Let me show you how to live. How blessed we are as a people to have a God who loves us that much, to come down among us, to be with us, to share his love with us, to give us everything that he had, and always being right there, just a prayer away. So every time we come to him and say, Lord, I'm alone. Lord, I'm afraid. Lord, I feel weak. Lord, I feel like I can't go on. We look to him, and he says, you know what? I know how you feel, because I've been there. I've lived it myself, and I know exactly what you're going through. God speaks to us all of the time with people in our lives, and he speaks to us with his great love. And today, as we celebrate Christmas, we're so full of joy that God has come to live among us, to dwell among us, to become one of us, to share life with us, to share love with us. As we continue to celebrate this liturgy this evening, we give God great thanks for all of the gifts that he pours down into our lives. We thank him especially for coming to be one of us, for coming to be one of us so that we know what it's like, so we know that Jesus knows what we feel like. And we bring all of our pain, all of our sorrow, but we also bring all of our joys, all of our happiness, all of our excitement to him, because he knows all of that. We continue to pray together as a church. We thank God for the gift of his son. We celebrate the birth of baby Jesus, who came to be one of us, who came to be one of us for our redemption. May God continue to bless you during this Christmas season.